It's time to see the wood for the trees, writes Biodiversity Minister and Green Senator Pippa Hackett in the Irish Independent today, as she launches a new way forward for Irish forestry and woodlands. But there's quite a backlog of problems, long delays and a slowdown in felling that could see critical timber shortages here. Mark McCauley, Director of Forestry Industry Ireland, spoke to our correspondent Fran McNulty last night and outlined some of the industry's problems.
The afforestation programme is on the floor. We're not getting the trees into the ground. We're not getting them back out of the ground and into the sawmills. It needs a kickstart now, and this is the opportunity, I think, for the Minister to put our mark on this industry. We've a tremendous history of forestry in this country. We've achieved great things, and we're just at this impasse now at the moment. The industry is suffering, I think, from poor administration in the department, unfortunately, and we need to get that sorted out. And once we get that sorted out, I think there's a very, very bright future in this. And we need it. We need it for climate change. We need it for our rural communities. We need it for our agriculture model.
That was Mark McCauley, the Director of Forestry Industry Ireland, speaking to our correspondent Fran McNulty last night. Biodiversity Minister Pippa Hackett, good morning.
Good morning, Áine. You
talk about forestry being more than timber production and wanting a new start in your article today. But the McKinnon report was the way forward when it was published in 2019, wasn't it? And there's many in the sector wondering why it's taken so long to implement its recommendations.
Absolutely, and McKinnon put forward a series of ways forward to address the issues in licensing. And when I took office in July, it was very much an issue there that had to be dealt with. And I took on Joe O'Hara to advise me on the implementation of the McKinnon report. And I suppose through Joe's work, she engaged extensively with stakeholders and different groups. The licensing is absolutely an issue that has to be addressed, but there are more issues involved with forestry that need to be dealt with. And that's why I'm launching Project Woodland today. I want it to change the way we look at trees and woodland. And I believe it's going to do that. And I believe it's not only going to do that for the future, it's also going to deal with the backlog and the licensing issues also, because it has to.
Do you have enough staff as a result of the double whammy of COVID and Brexit in the Department of Agriculture? Do you have enough staff? Because a lot of farmers say the delays are in the department at this stage.
Look, that is one of the issues that we need to look at, the resourcing of this. I mean, my department has taken on significant numbers of staff, significant numbers of ecologists and forest inspectors to deal specifically with the issues in relation to forestry and licensing. But that is certainly one of the aspects that Project Woodland wants to look at. And really what we're doing here is we are dividing, and there's three elements really to the project. We're firstly going to divide the work into separate work streams. And even though the backlog is a massive issue, there are other issues too that have to be addressed at the same time. Secondly, and this is crucial, we will be bringing in stakeholders to support these work streams. There's a lot of very many strong opinions out there, and no doubt lots of knowledge among stakeholders about what has to be done, what could be done, and we really want to harness that. And thirdly, we want to bring in outside expertise in areas such as public service and governance, both at the project board level for this project and also as chairs, independent chairs of the working groups, to work with the stakeholders, work with the staff and officials in the department, because that communication piece among everyone is so important. And that really came to the fore in Joe O'Hara's report.
You talk about reorganising your department into three work streams, Minister. Just in terms of the backlog, does that mean you'll have fewer or more people working on clearing the backlog for farmers?
Well, the issue with the backlog is indeed very complex. There are issues, as you indicated already, not only in terms of resources, but there is also an understanding of the legislation involved. It is a complex area, and that's where we're...
But it's just, if you're sorting out the work streams, does that mean there's more or fewer, and you say there's other things to look at?
Well, the work
streams...
Does
that mean there'll be fewer people working on the backlog? Does that mean there'll be more delays?
Not at all, no. There's going to be an absolute focus on the backlog, and for a fact, one of the work streams is entirely devoted to the backlog. The other work streams then will deal with other issues, such as the vision for forestry, devising a fit-for-purpose organisational structure in the department, and also a fourth work stream will deal with streamlining the licensing process for the future. Yeah,
a single pre-planning grant would deal with a lot of the red tape, wouldn't it, about separate road applications for felling and all of that. Are you going to be able to sort that out?
Look, again, that's something that will be looked at in the work streams. But again, that issue, I mean, when you think of forestry, you know, we give a license now to plant a tree in the ground today. That tree mightn't be harvested for another 30 or 40 years. So decisions today have a huge impact in the future. So there are questions around being able to issue a single planning consent for something that will affect, will have an effect on the environment in decades to come. So that has to be looked at. I think it will be difficult within the legislation that exists for environmental protection. So certainly, you know, those and other issues, there are many suggestions that have come forward, how to deal with this, how, you know, maybe we could have different licensing processes for different types of felling or thinning. All of this needs to be teased out in the work groups. And I think they're going to be the best place to do it, because we will have those stakeholders involved and those people who are directly affected by this.
And while there's a lot of good intentions there, Minister, the industry say they can't plant, they can't fell. We need 6,000 hectares a year to be viable. You're way off those targets. Will you be able to deliver any of that in the lifetime of this government?
I absolutely believe so, because, as I said, we have to make this work. And I think this is the best way to do it, by taking a project management approach to it, setting out distinct work groups and work streams to work on these issues, engaging with the stakeholders, engaging with the departmental officials, and coming up with a plan to do this. And I really believe that this project Woodland, that this project will deliver on that. And I'm looking forward to the engagements. Okay. and to listening to the stakeholders and to moving on with this.
Just two other issues briefly, Minister. The mother and baby homes, the Social Democrats' motion to extend the work of the Commission passed the door. The government didn't put down a counter motion, but it will close. The Commission closes on Sunday anyway. Cynical, said Jennifer Whitmore.
Look, I think the important thing is that those tapes were found. I know my colleague, Minister O'Gorman, has absolutely worked incredibly hard. He engaged with the Commission. He has engaged with survivors. He's asked the questions. He's found the tapes. And I think really that is the important thing to focus on.
And on the mandatory quarantine legislation, we're going to see the full Doyle reassemble in the Convention Centre today. Paul Murphy is saying the government's policy of limiting quarantine to 20 countries, it's like closing one window in your home, but leaving all the other windows and doors open.
Look, the countries that can be added to that list, it has been repeatedly said, that can change, and we can add countries to that if needs be. And that's certainly, if that needs to be done, that's certainly something we will be doing.
Doesn't I think that really, mean being, you know, reactive, though, Minister, rather than proactive, which is what you need to be with variants?
Well, we absolutely do need to be proactive, but I mean, we're listening to the advice, we're listening to the medical expertise telling us what countries should and shouldn't be included on that list, and we will continue to do that. I think at the end of the day, this legislation is really, when it's brought in, it's really going to be a deterrent to people arriving in our country. And I think that will be the most important aspect of it, that it will deter people from arriving on our shores, because I don't think anyone really wants to spend 2 weeks in quarantine in a hotel.
Biodiversity Minister Pippa Hackett, thank you for joining us on Morning Ireland.